Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical expert, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happy Father's Day.
Yes, happy Father. That's what I was.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I'm wearing a jacket today because I'm going to meet two of my children for dinner.
I'm meeting my son for dinner, and I'm not wearing a jacket. How do you like that?
Well, we're different generations.
I don't think so. I guess it's just where we're going.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to start off today talking about something that we haven't really spoken about in detail, and that's vitamin K. Vitamin K is, as everyone knows, is the clotting vitamin. If you don't have enough vitamin K, your blood doesn't clot very well, and Coumadin, or warfarin is its generic name. That's the drug that interferes with vitamin K and decreases the ability to clot, and that in many cases that sometimes medically is a good thing. Anyway, vitamin K comes in three different forms. There's vitamin K1, vitamin K2, and vitamin K3. The form that's really involved with clotting is vitamin K1, and that's called phylloquinone. Vitamin K2 is another form, and that's called menaquinone. And that's the form that seems to be most involved with in two areas. Number one, in osteoporosis, and number two, in cardiovascular health. The third form of vitamin K is called menadione, and that's a synthetic form of vitamin K, and usually is not used too often. Okay, where do we get vitamin K from? Vitamin K1 is the one that's most prevalent, and it's found primarily in green leafy vegetables. Okay, things like kale and Swiss chard, all of the brassica forms, the broccoli and the cauliflower, all of those vegetables, cabbage, spinach. Okay, where does vitamin K2 come from? K2 comes from the fermentation, the bacterial fermentation of something called natto. Natto is a soy that's prevalent primarily in Japan. It's very unpalatable. The Japanese people, I guess, eat it from the time they're very young, and they can tolerate it. But it has a very, very unpleasant consistency. Almost like a slimy consistency, and it has a very, almost like an ammonia type taste. So getting to like natto is very, very difficult. So what they've done is when you ferment natto, you get this something called menaquinone 7. There are two basic forms of this vitamin K2, this menaquinone form. There's one called menaquinone 4 and menaquinone 7. Menaquinone 4 is found in small quantities in meat and egg yolks. So we do get some in our diet. All right, but where do you get significant forms of menaquinone 7, which is the form that seems to be the most active in osteoporosis and in cardiovascular health? You get it from the you get it, of course, from natto, but the vitamin K that we get from our food, the vitamin K1 from the green leafy vegetables, our body will ferment it naturally in the intestine. The bacteria in our intestine will ferment it. But that doesn't happen, as you might realize, it doesn't happen as well as we would like. Why? Because we all, very often we don't have a good bacteria in our intestine. Number two, vitamin K from food is present in very, very small amounts, number one, and the absorption of vitamin K is not wonderful. Why? Because vitamin K is a fat-soluble vitamin. Fat-soluble vitamins don't absorb as well as water-soluble vitamins. So it's important when you're eating these green leafy vegetables, it's not a bad idea to take it with some oil. You know, that's where the idea that people put olive oil on their salads. That would be a wonderful thing to do when eating these green leafy vegetables. Take some oils with it. Okay, so how does this form of vitamin K, this vitamin K2 or menaquinone, or the most active form, the MK7 form, why is that so important for bone health? Well, what menaquinone 7 does is it promotes it enhances osteocalcin. What's osteocalcin? Osteocalcin is responsible for getting the calcium into the bone. It helps the remodeling of the bone. It works with the osteoblasts, the good things, okay, and it enhances the bone. What else does it do? It also prevents, by enhancing something called a matrix-type protein, it prevents the calcium from depositing in the arteries. So it does two things. It helps get the calcium into the bones, and it prevents the calcium from getting into the arteries. All right, so that's the benefit of what the vitamin K2 does. By the way, in addition to natto, vitamin K2 is also formed when you eat these fermented cheeses. Okay, so they have a naturally high amount of the vitamin K2.
By fermented cheeses, you mean?
Yeah, the smelly ones.
The smelly ones. What about, does yogurt count?
No, yogurt is provides more of the bacteria, the beneficial bacteria, but not the small amounts of vitamin K are present in dairy, but not large amounts of vitamin K. Anyway, what's interesting is most of the osteoporosis formulas, the ones that have calcium and vitamin D and magnesium, they're also beginning to include vitamin K2 in them. So you'll see a lot of these osteoporosis formulas have the vitamin K2, usually in the form of this MK7, which is a patented extract of the natto. But what I came across was an interesting study about the MK7 is essential for healthy bone growth and development in children, which really shouldn't be too surprising. Who are the ones really who are developing bone at the fastest rate? Kids, because they're growing. Mm-hmm. And they found that when they increase the menaquinone 7 level in children, what they did is they were able to increase the amount of osteocalcin in their blood. And they didn't directly measure the increase in bone strength. They just measured the increase in osteocalcin. And they realized that by increasing osteocalcin, you're also increasing the ability of the kids to make proper bone. Okay, so The MK7 is important for the bone development, especially in children, and we know it's important in osteoporosis. Well, what else is important in osteoporosis? Number one, obviously calcium, magnesium, the other minerals. Vitamin D. We've spoken about vitamin E, vitamin D time and again. Okay, so that's not too surprising. My own, and you might chime in here, Dr. Podell, my own feeling is that if you have robust levels of vitamin K2 and robust levels of vitamin D, especially vitamin D3, you don't need these heroic amounts of calcium. You know, people are taking, my own feeling is people take very high levels of calcium sort of to force it into the body because they don't have adequate levels of vitamin D and vitamin K, too. And if they had that, they wouldn't need these massive amounts of calcium.
Yeah, well, I fully agree, certainly for vitamin D. I don't think we know nearly as much about vitamin K. But for vitamin D, you probably don't need nearly as much as the current guidelines say because they are all made at a time before people were really taking vitamin D.
They really don't need the amount of calcium, you mean?
Yeah, we don't probably don't need the amount of calcium that the government is now is recommending because we were always, up until very recently, most Americans were getting much less vitamin D than probably is optimal. And so that probably is a trade-off. The question that I have, I'm looking here at a study from Holland in which they said a high menaquinone intake reduces the incidence of coronary heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did, they looked at diets of people and compared them to how much calcium they had
right.
in their arteries.
Yeah.
But apparently vitamin K1 didn't have any correlation.
That's right.
But then the question is, so where are these people? These were not Japanese fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who they were in Holland. They were eating the people who ate the most K1, K2 in their diet had the less heart disease.
That's
where
what
are
I
they
said.
But where are they getting the K2?
Okay,
stinky cheeses.
Stinky cheeses. Well, it's Holland. They eat all that Edam. You know?
Maybe. I mean, is there any other source?
Yes, it's really the their ability to ferment the vitamin K1 into K2 as well. That's also so the people who would eat the most green leafy vegetables would also have the most K2, assuming they're able to do that.
Ah, okay.
Okay, we have to pause for a short break. Let me give you our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We'll begin taking your shawls. We'll begin taking your calls shortly, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We shall return after these messages.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formulas.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and before we continue, I want to alert you to a special sale on one of our favorite Jarrow products, Pomgard, the pomegranate concentrate capsules. Pomgard, now on sale at one-half price. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals and Enzymatic Therapy, the full lines at 35% off list. American Health, Camacare, Natural Home Health, Nature's Way, Boric and Tafel, the full lines at 30% off list, and there's much more. You can check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And do you have our current product reference catalog? You can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. store. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will begin taking your call shortly.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits. The improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Back by popular demand, Doctor's Best is once again offering a 40% off special on their popular glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination. This is a great opportunity for you to stock up on one of the most effective combinations for joint pain that you can get, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Reduce inflammation and pain while you stimulate healing. Why take acetaminophen, which can poison your liver, when you can take glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, which works just as well or better and is good for you? Studies showing benefit indicate that this combination can slow deterioration of cartilage, relieve osteoarthritis pain, and improve joint mobility. Doctor's Best Glucosamine Chondroitin MSM Capsules, now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 40% off list price. This is a deal that's hard to beat. The 240 capsule size, on sale for only $28.14, and the 120 capsule size, only $15.54.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions. And by the way, the 800 number works from Atlanta. 1-800-321-0710. You folks in Atlanta, give us a call. Okay, our first caller is Ann from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I was glad to hear you talking about vitamin K2 because I just started researching that to take along with my calcium, vitamin D, etc. And what I read was that dosage is really important because at too high a level it can be toxic. And I just wondered if you could address that and how does one know how much your body is producing versus how much you should supplement with?
Okay, first I need to correct you. Vitamin K is not toxic. Okay. High doses are not a problem. Obviously, if you're taking any medication like a blood thinner or something like that, then you have other issues. But no, vitamin K at higher doses is not toxic. Okay. Now, when you're talking about vitamin K2, you don't need a high dose anyway. But the amount that seems to be effective is about 90 micrograms.
90
okay. micrograms, which is a very low amount. That's the dosage that's present in one of the MK7 capsules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the one produced from Natto. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that now That said, just to show you about the toxicity, there was a study done, it was a Japanese study, where they used 45 milligrams of vitamin K2. Milligrams. That's thousands of times, thousands of times stronger. And that, I don't know where they got the 45 milligrams from. I think they messed up on their decimal places. They wanted to do 45 micrograms, and they did 45 milligrams. Anyway, that high dose definitely produced the results, and there was no toxicity.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Now, the second part of the question, though, is in terms of how much my body would produce. I mean, I'm basically vegetarian, and I eat a lot of leafy green vegetables, salad, etc. I do also have yogurt with live culture in it. So am I to assume that my body is converting the K1 into the K2, and should I be taking a lower supplementary amount?
I don't think you can assume anything. You seem to be getting enough of the K1 through the vegetables you're eating, and assuming your body is able to make the conversion or ferment the K1 into K2, you might have enough. Now, Dr. Podell, would there be some external marker? Could Anne, for example, check her osteocalcin level or some other level to see if she does have enough vitamin K?
Okay. I need to research this a little bit more. The study, there is a lab test available that's supposed to represent vitamin K, and it's a complicated thing. It isn't osteocalcin, but it's something related to it. Whether that reflects K1 or K2, I don't know. Whether there are labs that will measure your K1 versus your K2, I don't know that either. I have to dig that out. It's an issue. One of the questions that I had was, okay, this 90 micrograms of K2, how much is that compared to, well, say, the usual dietary intake of Americans? Is it 10 times as much? Is it 1,000 times as much? Do we know?
No.
No. Well, I don't think my diet is typical of most Americans.
No, it isn't.
But one of the things that I think is important, at least in relation to the vitamin K, is that let's assume you did take a supplement of vitamin K. Let's say you did take the MK7 at 90 micrograms. There's almost no danger of overdoing anything.
Yeah.
So all you can do is sort of ensure that you're getting the right amount, and if you get a little too much, it's not harming you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not often we can say things like that.
Yeah.
So that's the key.
I'm a little osteopenic, so I mean, I would like to build up.
In your case, just make sure you're also getting robust levels of vitamin D.
2,000 a day.
2,000 a day is good, but, you know, vitamin D is something that can be measured. So,
yes,
you can measure the vitamin D3 level, 25 hydroxy vitamin D level, and get it done, and this way you'll know exactly where you stand.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Anne, thanks so much for taking that call, or giving us a call. Okay, we need to pause for another quick break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR in New York, WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Arnie Gotomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com online.
And here's some good news. PGX is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go to Steve Reggie for the traffic.
And this update is brought to you by your Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. From romance to family fun, you can save big with the Mass Value Pass. Save on lodging, dining, shopping, and attractions throughout Massachusetts. Download your free pass at massvacation.com. And taking a look now at traffic conditions into the city at the George Washington Bridge. That's going to be a 15-minute wait now heading to the upper deck and 10 minutes now to the lower deck. Moving well in and out of the city at the Lincoln Tunnel. Inbound at the Holland Tunnel, that's now a 20-minute delay coming in from the New Jersey Turnpike approach. Moving well at the Tappan Zee Bridge in Fort Greene, Myrtle Avenue between Hall Street and Steuben Street is now closed until further notice due to a building collapse at Ryerson Street. Avoid the area, and it also could affect traffic on the northbound BQE as you're exiting for Flushing Avenue. In Roxbury on Route 46 westbound between Route 10 and Salmon Lane, accident has now been cleared. I'm Mayon Levinson on WOR.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3 and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your nutrition questions. Our next caller is Jerry from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Question. I was diagnosed about a year ago with left main artery disease, about 50-60% blockage. And I've been taking a lot of nutraceuticals, and including one of them is K2, the MK7. I read from Dr. Sinatra.
Right.
And I take one. I just wonder, would it be wise to take two? I guess the one probably has the 90. I don't have the product in front of me, but I've been taking one a day. And also D, taking vitamin D and a lot of other stuff with it.
Okay. The MK7 usually has 90 micrograms per capsule.
It's a round little pearlette type thing.
Yeah, that little
dark
black pearl.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 90 micrograms. That's an average dose. You know, you're trying to deal with something therapeutically. If you wanted to take an extra one, wouldn't be a problem at all.
Okay, but spread it out or do two at one time?
As long as you take it with food, you can take it together.
I take it after I eat breakfast usually.
Good. If you take your things twice a day, you can spread it out. If you don't take it twice a day, just take it together.
Okay. Anything else you've heard about, or just discussed just strictly with K2?
You mean as far as plaque?
Yeah.
Well, you know, lifestyle. You know, you need to be. It's not just about the supplements. It's also about
diet,
of course. What you eat, how you exercise.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to do all those things too, and taking a lot of different nutraceutical products, and I'm able to walk a mile still, and not get out of breath. So, of course, they want to do surgery, and they've always, since the beginning, they want to do surgery. But
well, usually, you know. You can check me if I'm wrong, Dr. Podell, but 50% to 60% blockage is not you know 80-90.
No, that's correct.
That's what I've been told.
And this is getting a little out of my expertise, but the concern is because this artery is so central to everything.
Right.
That it isn't just plaque totally blocking the artery. Sometimes you have plaque that's maybe only 50-60% blocked, then it breaks down and causes a clot, and then you're in trouble. And so presumably the rationale is that it's a central location that makes them want to be able to bypass it. I don't have any opinion one way or the other whether that's right or wrong, but that's probably their rationale.
Right. I did. Well, they have to protect them legally also. And also,
No. I don't think that's it. I mean, you have to ask them what their reasoning is, but I'm guessing that that's what it is.
I did get a test on called LPLA2 or something. It was done by a cardiologist, and it showed that the chances of plaque breaking off, life extension recommends a test, and I was very low as far as risk is concerned. But I know there's always a risk involved no matter what.
Yes. I mean, if you don't like the one opinion, get another opinion. If they're all telling you the same thing, then I think you'd want to take that seriously.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of robotic surgery. I've checked into that. There's a doctor here in Atlanta who's done 350 double bypasses robotically and had very high success. So,
well, I mean, they have high success with any of the current techniques.
I just tell they don't break the breastbone. That's the main thing.
Well, that's another set of issues.
Right, okay. I know you can't get involved in all that discussion, but I appreciate
it. Well, no, I'm involved in the discussion. I just have to make it clear within the data that we have.
Right.
They have a rationale that might justify surgery. Whether you do it robotically or, you know, mini surgery or whichever, that's a technique depending on what the surgeon's most skilled at.
Correct.
And they all work, and some of them have advantages and disadvantages over the others.
Right.
All right. Thanks for that call, Jerry.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. And next we have Rosemarie from Ramsey, New Jersey.
Yes.
Hi,
doctor. I have a question. About 4.5 years ago, I had an artery that was about 90% blocked, and I had two stents put in that artery. They noticed a 40% blockage in another artery. That was about 4.5 years ago. I'm wondering, I take CoQ10, I'm on Plavix. I'm wondering if I should take the vitamin K. I had heard that vitamin K2 could possibly reverse plaque. Is that true or not?
Yes, it can. There was a study where it did reduce the amount of plaque, or the amount of calcium, really. Okay. It reduced the amount of calcium. So, yes, it can be helpful. I don't think it impacts the Plavix.
Okay.
Not the K2 wouldn't impact the Plavix.
I don't believe it would, but again, check with your doctor on that. Plavix doesn't work through a vitamin K mechanism.
Yeah.
Coumadin does.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, what about the CoQ10? Do you think that's safe to take with the vitamin K2?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what about 40% blockage? Is that really bad?
Well, no. It leaves plenty of room for blood flow. So that, as things go, that's not so bad. But what you're also concerned about is the extent of arteriosclerosis, and is it just in that one spot, or is it many spots? And the issues, which we're only beginning to be able to judge, has to do with the stability of the plaque. If plaque breaks down, it can cause a heart attack, even if it's only 40%. The more plaque there is, the more likely it is to cause a heart attack, but there's still some risk at the lower levels.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we're yet at the stage where we can predict which plaque's going to be likely to break down versus the others, but I think over the years coming, we will be able to predict that.
Right. Well, I think I'll try the vitamin K2 then. Any particular brand?
There's one. Jarro makes one. They call it MK7.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Doctor.
All right. Thank you. And next we have George calling from New Jersey. Hi, George.
Hi, good afternoon. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, thank you. Hope to you too, if you're a father.
I am, thank you. I was calling because I'm a health advisor. I have a lot of people that come to me for nutritional guidance. And I recommend, you know, several different brands, you know, always doing the research. And lately I found that there's some research out with vitamin K and leucine, which I believe is an amino acid.
It is.
And, you know, the benefits of helping weight loss and, you know, helping people retain, you know, their muscle. And I'm wondering what you feel about that.
I haven't heard. Number one, leucine is what they call a branched-chain amino acid. And branched-chain amino acids are frequently used by people who are working out. So it will have an effect on preventing the muscle wasting after exercise. Now, where the vitamin K fits in, I can't say.
Yeah, I just looked up the National Library of Medicine, and I put in leucine and vitamin K, and there are 20 articles, but none of them really seem relevant to the issue. They're all kind of very esoteric scientific articles. So I'm not aware of any clinical data on combining leucine with vitamin K.
Right.
If you've got something, send it over.
Yeah, actually, one of the companies I deal with, they're the number one natural nutrition company in the United States, and they do intensive research. And I'm really amazed at how advanced they are when it comes to the latest breakthroughs in nutrition.
Who? Which company is this?
Shackley Corporation.
Those are multi-level. We don't really deal with that. But thanks for the call, George. Who's next? Okay. Oh, let me give you the phone number: 1-800-321-0710. All right, Florence from Staten Island, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Oh, I'm calling to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh.
I'm 82 years old, and I suffered with IBS for 30 years. And they put me on Librax, and I was in the hospital a number of times. I heard you say acidophilus, and I want to tell you I'm a new person. I have no pain. I can't believe it. This is remarkable, and I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you for taking the time to call, Florence.
Yes, and may I ask you one thing? I have temporal arteritis. They have me on prednisone. As far as I know, they say that's the only thing that will help it. Is there anything I could take? I take no vitamins at all.
Yeah, that's a tough one. There's no studies on anything outside of prednisone. In theory, since it's an autoimmune disease with inflammation, one might speculate that high-dose fish oil might be helpful. The DHEA, the adrenal hormone, might be helpful. Things like pycnogenol and other herbs that have anti-inflammatory effect, like curcumin, might be helpful. But as far as I can tell, none of them have been systematically studied to see if they do any good.
Yeah, and please accept my sincere thanks for that acidophilus. I cannot believe I suffered so many years with IBS, and this was a miracle, absolute miracle. And again, thank you so very much.
Well, you made my Father's Day. How do you like that? Probably Dr. Podell's, too.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Florence.
Have a good day.
Okay, thanks for sharing. Okay, who's next? Rosanna. Rosanna from Oceanport, New Jersey.
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to talk to you. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions. I have a son who lives in Pennsylvania, and he had his hemoglobin 7. He was tired. He went for numerous of tests after test, colonoscopy, endoscopy, to see where he's losing his blood. No one could tell. He went to the better specialist in Pennsylvania. But my question to you, he doesn't take any vitamins, but he refused to have intravenous blood, but they give him intravenous iron. Do you recommend any kind of vitamins that he could build up his immune system? Or
okay, so what did you say was wrong with him?
There was nothing wrong. They could find out.
But what did it? What was the problem?
Hemoglobin was 7. That's very low.
Yeah. He was tired, and he had a cold, and he can't get rid of his cough. They put him on the inhale thing, and nothing is working for him. Is any vitamins that you could, tell me? Because I purchased a lot of vitamins from your place, and I love to call it and order for myself and my husband. But he doesn't believe in vitamins, but I said I have to call and find out that you must be on vitamins for summer. Because
he obviously has some type of problem which they haven't been able to diagnose as yet. Giving somebody like him iron along with I would recommend that he take iron and vitamin C.
Separate, right?
No, together.
Together.
It helps. Vitamin C helps you absorb the iron better.
So 500 milligram, or what do you prescribe? To 500 milligram of C, one a day?
Whenever you take the iron.
Let him take 500.
500 is enough for that purpose, yes.
500 milligrams with an iron tablet, and he can do that a couple times a day.
Yeah, because I'm going to
see how he does.
Tomorrow in order through you. And also I've been CoQ10. Does it help him to get the CoQ10?
It wouldn't hurt him.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's going to help him.
See, they still have to keep looking to find out what's wrong. It sounds like he's losing iron. Either he's not absorbing iron or he's losing iron. And there may be other problems as well, but we know that's a major one.
All right, Rosanna, thanks so much for that call. And it's time for another break. Our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil are the number one missing nutrient in children's diet today. Fish is one of the healthiest foods on the planet. It's loaded with omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, which are documented to enhance brain development and support focus, learning, and a positive mood in children. For example, one study compared behavior and learning problems in boys ages 6 to 12 with lower omega-3 fatty acid levels to boys with higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids. The researchers found a greater number of learning and behavior problems, temper tantrums, tantrums, and sleep problems in boys with lower omega-3 levels. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is cold water fatty fish. However, as every parent knows, it's not easy to get your kids to eat fish. The best way to invest in your child's future is to have them try some of the great tasting, flavored, and chewable fish oils made for children. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Well, not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee. Meaning, Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus Provifia, that's what you're getting 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with a true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemist, discount price, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And before we begin taking your calls, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. And right now, all Nature's Way products are available at 30% off list at Wilner Chemists. Okay, and now we can speak to Steve from North Arlington, New Jersey.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, I have a question about the Wilvite, the vitamins.
Yeah.
I, about 3 months ago, had an enlarged prostate, and they gave me the Flomax, and after when that was done, I wanted to take something, you know, to maintain what's good for the prostate. I ordered one of these, you know, things that are advertised. It's got 100 times more potency than a saw palmetto, and so far, so good. But, you know, I look at the ingredients, and everything in there you have in the Wilvite vitamin, and even stronger. The only thing that's not in the Wilvite, obviously, is the plant sterol.
Right.
So I'm wondering if I could just order from your catalog plant sterols and keep taking the Wilvite. Will it act as the same as ordering this other thing?
Yeah, theoretically it would.
It would, right, correct. Is that,
yeah, theoretically it would. Yes.
Oh, okay. So then all I really need to do is when I run out of this that I bought, you know, I don't want to say the name of it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And I could just order straight from your catalog. Now, is that the same plant sterols that are in this thing that, you know, I bought for the prostate? It would be the same, right? It's just plant sterols.
It's
beta-sisterol. Right?
Beta-sitosterol, yeah. Plant
sterols. Oh, sitosterol, okay.
Yeah, plant sterols contain one, you know, it contains beta-sitosterol.
Right, okay.
It's so one of the sterols.
So then I could just order that from your catalog, right?
You could, sure.
and then just keep taking the Wilvite, because the Wilvite is actually better than this one I bought. It just don't have the plant cells.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right, Steve. Thanks.
That was my question.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All righty. 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number here. Give us a call. All right, Diane from Clifton, New Jersey. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Question about vertigo and some other ancillary symptoms that are coming along with the vertigo, such as brain fog and severe fatigue, dizziness, and lightheadedness. I just wanted to get some information possibly on the homeopathic side of treatment for something like this. Clearly, I'm going to doctors. I'm going through the whole process of the ENT, looking into my ears. I've been referred now to a neurologist and a cardiac guy. But I wanted to hear from you if you had any suggestions on how to approach it naturally.
Well, number one, the important thing is to continue with your medical evaluation,
right,
because, you know, you want to know exactly what's going on.
Right.
Homeopathically, there are products which can be helpful for the symptom itself. It may not be getting to the root cause. There are products which might help you with the vertigo, for example. Okay, they sometimes get complex, but if you give us a call at the store, okay, at the 1-800-633-1106.
Okay.
We do have a couple of homeopaths on staff, and they'd be able to give you a more exact answer then.
Okay. Okay.
Alrighty.
But from a doctor's standpoint, I know we have to find the root cause of what's causing this,
mm-hmm,
the underlying problem. But is there a natural way to go? Like, if I were to go to see a doctor that, you know, kind of does both, traditional medicine and perhaps, I forget what the word is, you know, alternative
medicine. Yeah, or complementary,
yeah,
or
yeah,
integrative, I think Dr. Podell calls it, integrative,
yeah,
medicine.
That's it. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, things like ginkgo might be helpful, but in terms of the drugs that are used, one, they're mostly not too great. Two, the ENT people and the neurologists know all those. The real question is, why is it? And you can get this from inner ear. You can get this from things in the brain, and they don't always find the reason. But they're the ones that have the best shot at finding the reason.
Okay, yeah. I think once I figure out what is the, you know, the bottom, the underlying cause, then perhaps I can, you know, look into alternative remedies at that point.
Yes, I think first you need a diagnosis.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks for that call, Diane. And next we have Mary from Newtown, Connecticut.
Oh, good. I'm here.
Okay.
Hi. I'm gonna ask you a quick question about vitamin D. But what acidophilus was Florence with the IBS talking? Because I was talking to the screen.
Yeah, I don't know which one she was talking about.
Oh, she said thank you so much for that acidophilus.
Yeah. She just I would recommend you take a good high potency acidophilus product if you have that type of problem.
Oh well, I don't know. My doctor put me on a line. Oh, well, we won't talk about that now. I'll talk to you about it. Vitamin D.
Yes.
Do you guys feel, oh, happy Father's Day to all of you, by the way.
Okay.
Do you feel that 5,000, is it international units that comes in?
Yes.
It's too much, do you think?
It depends how often you take it. Okay, taking it a few times a week would be okay, I believe, and you can have your vitamin D level measured. Okay, hang on the phone if you want, Mary, and you hang on the phone also, Renee, and we will get to you after the break.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemist or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Okay, this is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are available at Wilner Chemist, and right now they're on sale at 30% off list price. Okay, I also want to remind everybody that this is a two-hour show, and we will begin the second hour at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Those of you on the phones, please stay right there, and we will get to you just as soon as we return once again after the break for news and weather. See you back then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.